What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. I'm here with a very special guest, my homegirl. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. My name is Genesis, but I go by Jen. I am a recent graduate from the North Carolina A&T State University.
Period. Aggie pride.
I'm a double major of political science and pre-law, also known as a political scientist. I'm currently in law school. I mean, I can go on and on about me, but let's get back to the subject.
I am screaming. I love this girl so much, y'all. And that's why she's my very first guest of season 3. Y'all give it up for my first guest of season 3. Woop, 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 woop.
I remember we was making season 1.
Exactly. And now look where we at. We on season 3. And I feel like so far in all the recordings, every episode, even in the trailer, I keep saying I can't believe we on season 3. Because it's really surreal. Like, we're sitting here with our first guest. And we're about to talk about cutting it. I don't know if y'all hear the scissors in the background, but it's time to cut off everything that does not need to be in your life. But before we get into that, y'all heard my girl say she was a political scientist. The icebreaker for today is, Genesis, what is your opinion on this election? How are you feeling about this new presidency?
Ooh, child. So, honestly, I feel like I knew it was going to be bad regardless. Like, if Trump got back in, I knew it was going to be bad. But if Biden got in, I knew it was going to be bad, too. Because, you know, I feel like Trump has exposed a lot of people for who they really are. Mm. And, you know, now they got to go back and hide, and they don't like that. Mm. I'm excited to see what President Biden has for us. I know he's not going to do everything that he said he's going to do, but I'm okay with being back in lockdown.
I know that's right.
If we would have been in lockdown in the first place, we wouldn't be here right now.
Exactly.
So, I'm really excited. Anxious. A little nervous. I'm excited.
All I'm going to say is, I want Joe Biden. Hey, need Joe Biden. As long as you got me, you won't need. In my opinion, y'all.
Oh, whatever T.I. said.
Exactly. I completely agree with Jen, but I'm really confident in his leadership. We Absolutely. Are definitely under better leadership than we were
Absolutely.
In this last presidency. Y'all know, I don't really like Donald Trump.
Child.
Even growing up, watching him on TV, The Apprentice and stuff, something was always off about him. But, elect
you
president.
You play YGF Donald Trump.
Oh! We gonna manifest Corona no more.
Back.
No more Corona.
She got to go.
Yeah, Miss Mama's had to go. It was time for her to make her exit. I mean,
she some things down.
She definitely did.
Miss Mama's, it's time for you to go.
It definitely is. And it's a lot of people in the U.S., y'all. Right. So before I even wrap this part of the episode up, I'm just going to go say, if you have not got tested for coronavirus,
please,
and you have access, please get tested. We got to stop living life in fear and just go get tested, seriously, because that can save your life, your family's life, your dog's life, everybody you love. If you come in contact with them, you don't want to be a carrier for that. So definitely go ahead and know your status, and not just with Corona, but everything else. It's good to know your status.
Please wear your mask.
That was it for the little political segment with my homegirl, the political scientist herself.
Period.
Genesis.
We're
gonna get straight into this episode, which is cutting it all off, everything that does not belong in your life. So, Jen, I want to ask, because, girl, this is not an interview, this is a conversation.
Absolutely.
Recently, how have you been feeling mentally? Do you feel like there's been anything you need to color off in your life, or do you feel like you've already progressed enough to the point where it's all gone?
I feel like I'm still in the process of cutting some things. Well, I would say shedding, not so much as cutting, because everything that I feel like has stopped me or played with my mental health or, you know, came from my peace is gone now. Because, you know, I've realized, you know, a lot of young people are dying these days. And life is too short to be unhappy. And
so true.
I'm not going to keep forcing things over and over and over. Like, I'm tired of fixing things I did not break. And I'm not going to do that no more.
That's good.
You know, and I'm tired of always trying to be the peacemaker. Some of you people like war, so y'all take y'all's wars. Because I'm good. You know, I'm using sage and stuff now, you know. Aromatherapy bags. Like, I'm a new person.
So, are these some of your, like, self-care practices recently?
Absolutely.
Picked up on some new things?
So, I took a break from school, and I'm working 2 jobs right now. Just so, you know, I can stack my bread. So, when I do go back to law school, which is next semester,
I know that's right.
I'll be well off. So, with that, I feel like when you're taking care of yourself, you have to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I feel like that is so hard to do because you're worried about what other people may think. Like, for instance, I broke up with my ex last November, I'm sorry. And
wow, what a year.
Right. That is so crazy. And I feel like I was only holding on to the relationship because I felt like, well, how would he feel about this? Like, I would break his heart. And then I was like, well, wait a damn minute. What about me?
That is right.
You know, it's a time in my life. I feel like I'm 22. I'm young. I don't have any kids. I got to be selfish.
Definitely.
And I feel like people just weigh you down sometimes. And what Fantasia said, I had to free myself.
If you don't want me,
then don't talk to me. So I definitely had to get free from that. And at first, like, I felt like it was a bad decision. I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Right.
But God just be snapping. I mean, like,
you know what? Yeah.
Snap, crackle, pop. Because, yeah, God got that all together. And I'm here for the better of it. I still wish him success in all his future endeavors. He's not a bad person. I hope he's doing well. But, yeah. What K Camp say? It ain't nothing to cut that.
Oh. And y'all keep hearing the scissors. Y'all know in poetry, after somebody drops gems, you snap. Today's episode, we're going to use the scissors, okay? Mm-hmm. I would definitely want to piggyback off of Jen. A lot of the times, we feel like, as a good person, mm-hmm. as basically the peacemaker, people who are typically positive, I know you can identify with this, with exactly what she said when she was saying we tend to think about others when it's time to remove somebody out of our lives, but mm-hmm. no, we gotta start thinking about ourselves more.
Absolutely.
It is totally okay to be selfish about some things, and when it comes to your heart, you gotta be super selfish about that. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody break your heart, and definitely don't break your own heart.
Yeah, definitely don't. And don't expect, you know, more from, like, I feel like a lot of times, I'm gonna say us women because I'm a woman mm-hmm. and I've never dated a woman, so I'm gonna, you know, talk from a heterosexual point of view. Mm-hmm. I feel like us women sometimes we sit here trying to pick up the pieces and put stuff back together and try to see the best in people when they done showed you 50-11 times. Like, girl, I'm not what's best for you. But we try to hold on for what? I don't know. It's like having a cigarette and you have lung cancer. Like, a cigarette gonna feel good to you, but it's really bad for you.
Yeah.
And that's my relationship in a nutshell.
And you know what? That is a really valid question for the ladies out there. Why do we stay? Like, what is it that keeps us there if the person just keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again? At what point do we get up and say, I deserve better than this situation? Exactly. Cue the Mama D. Okay. And cue the scissors, because he's not supposed to be in your life. If he keep putting you through that same stuff over and over, and he just keeps showing you, why does he still have access to you? Why do we allow access? That's what I want to know.
But so for a long time, I've been on my weight loss journey, and I've lost almost 100 pounds, and I'm definitely proud of myself.
Scissors! For
that. Okay, because it wasn't nothing to cut that weight off. I'm lying, y'all. It was a lot. It was very hard. But I also feel like with me trying to change my life, I couldn't just lose weight. Like, I had to lose toxic relationships. I lost some friends, which, I mean, that was okay with me because, like I said, my health is better. My finances are better. My love life is 100% better. Because when I tell y'all, okay, hey, Moo. But I also, like, everything has just turned for the better. And I'm not going to say, like, it's all been all peaches and cream and all that good stuff. But it's definitely been a lot better. Like, the road is a lot easier. And I feel like with God, I would pray, like, God, because I needed deliverance from this man, y'all.
Definitely.
Like, I really needed God to take this man out of my life because I was like, I can't do it on my own. Like, as much as I want to, I can't do it. So God just kept showing me stuff. And he was like, okay, dummy, since you're not going to get it, let me put somebody else here. And I met this man. And let's just be honest, he really applied that pressure. Like, a lot of pressure. And I've never been, like, with a man who did not want to, like, sleep with me at first and, like, actually showed me the finer things in life and showed me there's more to life than North Carolina. Like, mm-hmm. I've never been with a man that I haven't had to ask. Like, And then I also have never been with a man who actually did something he was that a man that did
what he said,
what
he
said he was gonna do. Besides my father.
Period. So shout out to our daddies.
Right. Period. Our daddy.
What's up, daddies?
Hey, daddy.
Our daddy's gonna be right. Like, bro, what?
He's gonna be like, that is not my child. But and I grew up with a wonderful father, so I know how a man is supposed to treat a woman.
Definitely same. I can definitely agree.
But oftentimes, we do be settling for less, because I definitely felt like, I ain't going to find no man like my daddy. And when I would say that to my mama, she'd be like, no, you're going to find a man better. And I'd be like, well, where he at, sis? Because I can't find him.
Man, so. It is really tough, especially when you did grow up with such an amazing father. 100%. You just, you know, in the back of your mind, you're not supposed to settle for less than what you saw growing up. But Absolutely. Sometimes it's hard. And I would say, ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't put too much pressure on yourselves, especially when you're young. It's so many years. Your golden years are ahead of you.
Okay.
And if you just recently broke up with somebody and your heart is just completely broken, I got an episode based on that, Choosing You, Healing from Heartbreak.
Okay.
That is in season 2. Definitely preview that, but I'm going to go ahead and say some things I said in that episode. It's time to go. You got to do what's best for you.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because mental health is real. And a broken heart, I don't know if y'all ever experienced something like that, but your chest literally hurts. Like, it physically, it just throbs so bad. You feel like you can't do without that person. Honestly,
I also think that goes back to the point I made earlier when I said, like, it is so hard to put yourself first sometimes. Like, y'all, I was so depressed. Like, I'm not gonna tell y'all my original way, because y'all in my business. But I'm like, it was so hard to put myself first. Like, I literally was struggling. Like,
yes.
I, like, you know how they say, I can't eat, I can't sleep. And I just thought, like, girl, that is never gonna be me. Whole time, that was me. That was, y'all seen Baby Boy, and you know, she was like, he don't love me no more. Yes. Yup, that was me. I was going through it. And I think God definitely has a sense of humor. God is the best comedian I've ever seen in my life, because he is hilarious. God is funny. But what I learned is that person is still doing the same dumb stuff they was doing before. They're still in the same position. They have not elevated their life. They're still making excuses. And I feel like we're young. We got to go out here and get it. And like I said, I'm about to become an attorney, y'all. And I can't have a partner who don't have no ambition, no focus, no goals. I'm not going for all that. I don't think God would be that funny to do me like that.
You know what? That's an amazing point. It just seemed like when you're a woman, a successful woman, that comes with a lot of intimidation.
It does.
But it's time to level up and find a man that matches you.
Boom. That one right there. I'm serious, because, we talk about this, I'm like, so, sweetheart, like, if I make more money than you, like, I don't want you to feel like, you know, less of a man because I make more money than you, because we're going to be good regardless. Now, right now in our relationship, he makes more money than me, but as long as my bills is paid, you know, and I feel like if a man comes up to you and is like, you making more money than me makes me feel less of a man, then I don't feel like he's a man to begin with, because why does my womanhood threaten you?
My wallet? Seriously,
my wallet? Of all things? not my education, not my success. Scissors. Cut him off. But my father has always told me, he was like, well, if any woman threatens a man and he don't feel like a man no more, he wasn't a man to begin with.
No, that's
because
real.
You should be so secure in your manhood that regardless of what happens, you know.
And if you are a man and you really want her, bro, level up.
Okay, like, apply that pressure. And I definitely want y'all to understand, it is okay to fail. Yes. It is okay to fall flat on your face. But what is not okay is you staying stagnated in that. You know, I feel like a success can teach you just as much as a failure can.
Definitely.
Cause what Rod Wave say?
When
you got it
say?
Out the mud. But no, seriously, y'all, like, y'all, you have to level up, and don't let nobody rush you. Take your time to do what you got to do.
Definitely.
I know some people that's been in college for 5 years and they want to give up. Girl, keep going. I know some people who want to start a business and it just ain't looking too right. Keep going. Keep going. Because you're going to look back and be like, dang, what if I would have gave up?
Exactly.
So, you know. And support your friends. Support your friends. You know, my friends got good businesses. Doing clothes, making wigs. Just, I mean, black just women. Starving. We just undefeated. Like, we are. Y'all so talented. And I'll just be like, wow. The world don't deserve us for real.
No, but really.
Y'all don't deserve us.
Definitely, let's stop cutting black women off.
Okay.
Can we talk about why are black women always put on the back burner when it comes to genuine love, genuine right. care, genuine support? No, we are deserving.
Okay.
Because back in them days, them civil rights days, who was on the front line? Women.
Betty.
And we still on the front line.
Betty. Mm.
We got a woman as a vice president.
Okay.
If we going back to that discussion,
we love to see it.
We definitely do.
Especially as a black woman in politics, I definitely love to see that. Because never in my lifetime did I ever think I would see something like that.
No, but really. Like, wow. That's such a rare thing.
Mm-hmm. Shout out there.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. That lives rent-free in my mind.
No, but really, what an emotional day for a lot of people.
A woman, just a woman, and then a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is wild.
And even then, y'all, when y'all cutting these people off, it's okay to talk to somebody. If we talking about leadership, it's mm-hmm. okay to go get help.
It's definitely okay. There is no shame in you getting help, 100%. Like, I know in our community, we feel like, oh, well, I'll just go to church and I'll just pray about it, which prayer is a form of meditation. But if something is bothering you and you feel like you can't talk to nobody, there are so many free resources yes. out here. And, you know, if you can afford to actually, you know, do that as well. But y'all, please go talk to somebody.
Even if it's a friend.
Definitely.
Your best friend. Somebody you can find in outside that man.
Absolutely.
Just don't talk to him.
Absolutely.
You're going to feel 10 times as worse trying to act like you feel better.
Right.
And you're going to run back to that person.
And it's okay, you know, to fake the funk for a little bit. But yeah. if something, like I said earlier.
That's how you know you're not okay. You got to fake it for a while.
If it is blocking your peace, let it go. Because I'm
scissors.
As I have grown up, I'm in a place where I feel like if I pay rent somewhere, like I paid my car and my house, I'm going to have peace in there. I don't care. I ain't going to have no peace on my job because they trifling. But I'm going to have peace in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And if something comes in and it's blocking my peace, it's got to go.
Yeah, and whether you have control of that.
Whether it be your family, your friends, your significant other, you got to go. I need this off of me.
Definitely.
You got to go.
It's time to take control back of your peace.
Take control.
It's time to cut these people out of your life who do not belong in your life. Seriously. Whether that's a friend, a partner, a boss that's just stressing you out, definitely go somewhere where you deserve to be. Find that table you're supposed to be sitting at.
Period. And if they don't give you a seat, you make the table.
Okay. Build your own.
Okay. We love it.
We had a lot of good images growing up. We definitely had some
diversity.
Right. We just talked about our fathers.
Yes.
We just talked about, our moms too.
Yeah, my mama gonna step.
Period.
Now.
And they didn't settle.
She didn't. And as a child, because the man that I'm saying is my dad is actually my stepfather, but I've never felt like he was my stepfather because mm-hmm. he always made me feel like, and he still does, made me feel like I'm his daughter. But as a child, you know, I was like, well, why couldn't my parents be together? Then I got older and I said, woo, child, God, you snapping again. Because it's like, you know, but as a child, we don't see that. But mm-hmm. I'm definitely, you know. And my mama just showed me, I'm not going for nothing less than what I deserve. And that's how I got my stepdaddy.
I know that's
such
right.
a good man, y'all. He gonna step now. That's what stepdaddy stand for. He gonna step behind me every time.
Exactly.
Let me make sure I send this episode to you.
I'm screaming, definitely do. And honestly, this episode really did come to me because it is seasonal depression season. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people, if you did just go through something, it's going to set in with this weather.
Yes.
So
it's cold.
Use this episode as a guide. If it makes you laugh, turn it on. Do what you got to do. But please don't stay in that dark place too long. It's not okay to stay in that place too long.
Open the blinds. you know.
Yeah.
Take a walk outside, you know.
Pick up on some new habits. Like, if it's something new that you've been wanting to try, this is the time to try it.
I've tried yoga, y'all. Because at first I was like, I'm not going to be doing all these positions and stuff. But I actually started yoga, and I've been doing, like, good breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. And I do that every morning, and it goes so much better. And if you need to cry, girl, go ahead and cry. Get them tears out.
What'd Drake say? Sometimes. So cry if you need
to. I thought you saw about laugh now, cry later.
You know what?
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now.
Drake made a lot of songs about that. Baby. Even then, y'all, find some new music.
Yes.
Stop listening to them same sad songs. Mm-hmm. If you gotta listen to a sad song to let it out, by all means do that. I got a playlist in my bio you can check out. But yes, new music. Pick up on some feel good music. Just do something that's supposed to make you feel good.
Yeah, I'm
for me, that's working out.
I got a song for everything.
I'm screaming.
Yes, I definitely got a song for everything.
I am screaming.
Work out. You know, the best revenge is a healthier you. And I'm not just talking about physical, but, you know, read some new books, you know. Try cooking, you know.
Yeah.
Clean up your room. Rearrange your room, you know. Burn some sage.
Something. Just don't stay in that place too long. Please don't. Please do not. And if he toxic... Cut him. It's time to go, man.
And we not just talking about, I'm talking about family, friends, anything disrupting or disturbing your peace. It's got to go. Take a break from social media.
Right.
You know, purge everything out of your life that's disturbing your peace. That one professor that's not trying to bump your grade up. Go to the dean, girl. I ain't gonna say cut him off because you know you need them grades.
Exactly.
But, go to the dean.
That's pretty valid. Know what to cut off and know what not to cut off. If things can be fixed and you feel like it should be in your life, you gotta know the difference. You
have if to. If it's worth fixing.
Exactly.
Definitely.
If you ain't break it, then don't fix it.
Period.
It ain't time. It's not. We don't have time for that. We just do not have time for that.
What? If it ain't broken, don't fix it. If I don't look weak. Because when a wolf cry, wait,
I'm screaming.
He's canceled. I don't, let me not say he's canceled because his old music still do slap. But I can't be with no dog on Trump support. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I really do enjoy this episode, though. It's very conversational. It's two people with real experiences.
And real life problems.
Yes.
But sometimes, and let's talk also about accountability. Because I sometimes feel like we don't, that's you know. Good. We don't accept accountability for our actions, our part of it. You know, you let somebody get comfortable in treating you some type of way or making you feel some type of way, and then they just get used to that. And what I learned from my new relationship, I think that was the first thing he said to me, was like, no, you got to be accountable. And I, like I told you, I ain't used to no man talking to me like that. So I was like, okay, well, what I need to be accountable for? And I had to look back in my relationship. Well, I did let this person get comfortable and, you know, I did get comfortable in accepting the bare minimum. And, you know, child, never again. So, you know, you do have to understand your part in it. Yes. And, you know, but both of y'all should take accountability. And sometimes, you know, you're just better off as friends.
Yeah. When you know better, you do better. I'm
absolutely
a firm believer in that.
Absolutely.
When you know better, you just do better. Accountability.
It's the black mama coming out for
you. I'm screaming.
Because my mama love that. When you know better, you do better.
That's real, though. And accountability, a lot of people who run from accountability, those are probably the ones you need to pay attention to first.
Absolutely.
That's the first person that need to get cut off.
Okay. Okay. Snip, snip.
I've had a few people in my life kind of do me like that, trying to make things seem like they were my fault. And I was just sitting wondering, like, well, dang, what did I do? And me asking that question is me identifying the fact that they are not taking accountability.
Right.
Because you can't let that fall on me if I didn't do nothing. So those people are no longer in my life.
Mm-mm.
Even in toxicity, it's perfect. It's normal that both parties can be toxic.
Absolutely.
Even if you feel like you've picked up on some toxic traits. Do some soul searching. Let's cleanse. Let's do better.
Yes, let's
apologize.
Detox.
You never know what an apology can do for somebody.
Swallow
apologize.
Your pride.
For real, like what? Forget about pride. Like pride is, we don't do. When you know better, you do better.
That
you know
is
better
too.
You just do better.
And even sometimes when you know better, like you don't do better, because that's been me a couple times. And I'm like, I know he ain't the one, but it just.
I need this right now. You know, and that is a bad place to be.
Yes.
That is a tough place to be.
We just got to start listening to the signs, because we've all ignored signs before.
We've had a couple stop signs and a yield, and, you know, we just, like, when the...
It's really hard sometimes, though. I don't know why it's so hard.
Because you get comfortable in it, and it's like, change is necessary. Change is always going to be necessary. If you don't change, things are going to stay the same, and... You know, that's not the way of the world.
Right.
So, but change is also very uncomfortable. So
change is uncomfortable. And you know what? I honestly think there's the answer to that question. Why mm-hmm. do people continue to run back? Because they're afraid of change. But mm-hmm. if you don't take that first step, how do you know what's out there for you?
And there's beauty in change. There's beauty in growth.
You might cry a lot through it, but it's going to come a point where you stop crying. You just forgot about the fact that you was crying.
And let them tears water you, you know. No, blossom really. Into a beautiful flower. You know.
I was just getting ready to say okay, that. Let's grow some new plants. Okay, yes. Buddy. It's time to grow new plants and stop dwelling on the ones that already flopped over.
Okay, they did. Cut.
Cut.
You need to get that garden out there to, you know, cut all that stuff out.
And you know what? Since we're using the flower analogy, pour into people.
Yes.
If you know somebody's going through something and you know you can help, even if you aren't a professional, make somebody's day. Tell them they look nice.
Tell them
it's
you
not
love
hurt.
Them. And yes. It's just a beautiful... You just never know what people are going through in their lives.
You don't. For me, I don't know. I honestly think it's because I'm a Christian. God literally tells me when to check in with somebody mm-hmm. and who to check up on.
It's that spirit of discernment. I mean, it is. I meant spirit of discernment.
The spirit.
Yeah.
Honestly, recently, y'all, and I know, and I don't know if this person's going to listen to this, but they're probably going to be shocked when I say this. I've had several dreams about this person. I've had several signs to tell me that this person is not okay. I've been checking in with this person almost every day this week because I know something is not right. And if you're having that feeling, and if you believe something's not right, don't press it up on them, but check on them.
Absolutely.
The fact that you checked on them, that really might have made their day.
Absolutely.
They're going to feel like somebody actually cares.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's real.
Yeah, because, you know, we can't be out here saying RIP to all our young people.
We can't. Like, I don't know if y'all have been... It's honestly sad, but you just never know what your words can do for somebody. So mm-hmm. watch your words and choose them wisely.
Please.
And if you feel like you choose them wisely, stand behind what you said.
Okay, stand on it.
Exactly.
Even if you make... Lord.
So now that we already discussed cutting and we've already discussed, you know, how brutal the process may be, what's next? After you've cut that person off, Jen, we've spoke on your experiences. So for you, what do you feel like was the next step for you?
Well, for me, actually letting go, like seriously letting go, like mm-hmm. stop following them on social media, stop peeping stuff, you know, using other people's accounts, just, you know, stop doing that.
Yeah.
But recently, because my ex, for some reason, still follows my family members, and I don't know why, because if you say you hate somebody, you know, you should hate everything about them. You know, I don't encourage hate, but I still, like, love that man, you know, as a friend. I'm not in love with him anymore, but recently he got engaged, and I just want to make something very clear. I'm not hurt by this, and I wish them the best of luck. However, when you shouldn't do things out of spite. You know, like, if you love this woman and, you know, you see a future with y'all, you should not be making funny captions shading me. I didn't see the post. Someone sent it to me, and I said, congratulations. And then they pointed out to me that my ex made a comment, and I'm just like, you shouldn't do that to spite someone. So, for all of us out there, you know, you want to say stunting on my ex, that's fine. But I feel like when you enter... You cannot enter something new and you're still holding on to the old.
The old is gone,
you know. The old is some weeds, you know, and weed that out. So for me, I kind of felt bad for him because I'm like, that's crazy because I've definitely let that go.
Mm-hmm.
And you should do the same.
And you see how there can be people that will bring that up, the thing that you've mm-hmm. moved on from. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it up. You got to kind of watch those people too, because... If you know I'm past this point in my life, why are we Why are we discussing here? It? Like, why are you taking me back to that place that kind of did damage to me if I'm past it? That's very triggering. You don't want to be around anything that could trigger you.
Absolutely not.
And that's a good story. I'm honestly glad you shared that because I know some people our age, they're going through it day to day. Whoever listening to this podcast right now, it's fine.
It's okay. And if you want to talk, like, you can slide in my DM. I'm always available. I'm a very friendly person.
Where can they find you?
On Instagram, Twitter, at @SVO_Jen. Thank you. You know, I'm a very friendly person, like I said. If you want to talk, we can talk, you know, text me. My boyfriend is not insecure, so if there's any males that, like, need healing as well, or you just want to talk, I'm here for that too, as long as it's appropriate.
No, that's right.
But that is a great point as well. You boundaries. Have to find, yes, boundaries.
Why did we not talk about boundaries yet? Boundaries. That's okay, y'all, because this is a conversation. So a lot of this is not even going to be edited out because it's a genuine conversation.
I honestly, like, with my partner I'm with now, the last man I had, I couldn't even say hello to men. Like, he'd be like, oh, why you gonna say hey to them? I'm like, they haven't done nothing to me. So if I'm walking, and A&T is a big campus, and we have some beautiful black people. We have beautiful people regardless. But with my new man, if I'm, like, having a conversation with somebody, he's not jealous. He doesn't, you know, do all that extra stuff. Oh, why are you talking to him and things like that? He's actually very secure in his relationship. You know why he's secure in his relationship? Because he's with a woman like me who knows that I love, like, I genuinely love this man, and I'm not giving that up for nobody. And I've never, like I said, I ain't been with a man who's, like, really applied pressure. Mm-mm.
Well, you know better, you do that better, and you stop settling.
Yes.
Settling, absolutely. It's not going to get you anywhere in life.
Sure ain't.
And I think a lot of the times where we say settling, people confuse that with, oh, settling down, getting married. No, settling as in
settling for less.
Yes, less. Something that's what you not deserve. Right.
Right.
And that's what we're not going to do. And y'all know I say that a lot on this podcast. If you listen to this podcast frequently, you've heard me say stop settling for less. I really enjoyed this episode today, guys. A genuine conversation, two with friends.
Jen. A genuine conversation. Okay.
Now she's about to go start a podcast.
Okay, period. I'm finna start. No.
We cutting ties with the OT Genesis. Okay, period. Okay?
The real Genesis. I just want to say it's such. But I just want to say this was such an honor. Like, oh my God. I don't even know how to act. Man,
girl.
I love this podcast. Dear Kanye, my favorite episode.
Oh, season one, y'all.
Okay, period. Because I've been there.
If y'all haven't heard that, go listen to it.
Yeah, definitely go listen to that. That's a season one gem. I'm just so thankful that you consider me to be here.
Of course.
You know, this was a healing for me because the people just need to know.
See, real people, real stories, y'all. Okay. It's okay not to be okay, but at some point you got to get up.
Okay.
Get out. Shake and get something.
Off. You need to get up, get out, and get something.
Shout out to Outkast. I know you said it earlier in the episode, but tell everybody where they can find you before we close out.
Okay, so y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @SVO_Jen. That's Genn with two N's. That's my Instagram and my Twitter. Yes. On Snapchat, y'all can add me at @I'mGenesis21. So, yeah. Add your girl. I follow back.
And y'all know where to find me at The Majestic Mix on Instagram.
Period.
Or you can follow me on my personal at Maddie by Nature. Any inquiries, definitely hit my DM. Or you can send me an email. If you are an artist, definitely hit me up with a PR release.
Absolutely.
And we can get to working. Okay. Anybody who wants to come on here and be a guest on my podcast, definitely hit me. Don't be shy. Season 3 just started and is in full effect, sweetheart.
Tell your friends that we can be friends and we could do this every week. I'm just playing, y'all. I work on the weekends. So.
But that's all we had to say for today's episode of the Majestic Mix Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, or if you know somebody that may need to hear this conversation, definitely share it if you care it. And y'all know how in all my episodes, the same line. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. I will see y'all in the next episode.
Woohoo!